New evidence tonight on a story you first heard about on Freedom Watch. Lawmakers are hatching plans to undermine the Super Committee. If the Super Committee fails to come up with a deficit reduction plan, then automatic cuts for certain programs will automatically go into effect. But lawmakers worrying about these automatic cuts are already looking for a plan to save their favorite domestic programs and, of course, the defense budget. Here to discuss, Freedom Watch regular Peter Suderman, Reason Magazine Associate Editor. Peter, welcome here. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me this isn't true. Tell me that this almighty super committee is really deliberating for naught, because whatever automatic cuts come in, if it can't agree on anything, will be undone by the members of Congress that created the super committee.
So that is, in fact, what is going to happen. The Republicans have said, look, we're not going to deal on the super committee. We're not going to make a deal because we don't want to raise taxes. Well, that's good. But then what they've also said is that this trigger mechanism called sequestration that comes in after the fact and makes automatic cuts, they've also said that they're going to work as hard as they can to ensure that the defense cuts that are included in that trigger mechanism don't come to pass. And they're going to have a whole year to do it, because if those cuts get triggered, they are announced in 2012, but they don't take effect until 2013.
All right.
So they have a whole year to undo those cuts, and they've said they're going to.
Let's define a basic term here, which means something different to the rest of the world than it does to the government. Cut doesn't mean a reduction in spending. It doesn't mean you spend less next year than you spent last year. It means a reduction in the planned amount of spending, but it's still an increase. I mean, only in Washington speak can cut mean increase. Am I right, Peter?
That's absolutely right, that they are cutting off of the baseline, and the baseline is the projected increase in spending. So it doesn't stay flat each year. We plan to spend more every single year. And so what they're doing is making these cuts off of the next 10 years baseline. Well, you know what? If we go ahead and do these cuts, if the worst thing that happens here, and I don't think these cuts, like I said, are actually going to happen, but the worst thing that happens is that we go back to 2007 levels of defense spending. And that's not including the wars either.
And
2007,
and
were we unsafe then?
And the Republicans who want to engineer this eradication of the automatic cuts are probably the same people who voted for the super committee in the first place, right?
In many cases, yes. Not in every case, but in many cases, yes. I mean, look, they did this deal over the summer, you know, complaining about the deficit. They were warning us about the deficit all summer long, and now they're going to spend all summer defending one of the biggest drivers of the deficit, which is defense spending.
No surprise there. Peter Suderman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
The unemployment rate inched down last month by 0.1 percentage point. Will that be enough to end the sit-in at Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's office over his position on the president's jobs bill? My freedom fighters are on that one, and they're here next.